This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, I'm speaking to him in his office in Tiberias, Israel, is Eric Morey. And one of the things that I always want and I always need, and many times I can't even put my hand on it, is a Jewish biblical calendar. Why do I want this? Because I want to know when the biblical festivals are, because there's such insight into understanding what God's going to do in the future, all wrapped into these biblical festivals. And so the last time I was in Israel, I was visiting my friends, Eric and Terry Morey, and who run several businesses in Israel. And they showed me a calendar, which they called the Zechariah Prophecy Calendar. I have Eric on the telephone. Eric, why did you pick the prophet Zechariah to revolve with pictures around this calendar?
Well, Sid, the prophecies of Zechariah are so timely for today, especially towards the end in chapters 12 and 14. They're just, it's like reading tomorrow's newspaper, and it's so incredibly timely.
Speaking about tomorrow's newspaper, I must ask you a question, because you're living in the land, yet prophets that I respect are prophesying now that there will be a relative calm in Israel, as opposed to almost the daily or weekly suicide bombers. You're living there. What are you sensing? What are you experiencing?
Well, I've been sensing for some time that there was, this violence was going to reach a climactic period, and then it was going to drop off, and that there would, in fact, be a period of relative calm, not to be confused, of course, with peace. Peace, but there is no peace. But there can be a calm, and I believe that that may not be too far away. I sensed actually back in at Passover, when there was that horrible homicide. I like to refer to these as homicide bombings rather than suicide bombings. That horrible homicide bombing at a Passover Seder in a hotel in Netanya. 26 people, I believe, were killed and many wounded. It was an atrocity above most atrocities that you can imagine. And the Israeli army then reacted very strongly and went into several of these refugee camps, especially Jenin. And I believe that that probably was the peak in the violence that I was expecting. And I expected actually the period of calm to develop more quickly than it has. We don't see it in our eyes yet. We're still experiencing suicide bombings and threats of suicide bombings. But I really do believe that a period of relative calm that could even last for several years is just around the corner.
I believe that, too. I also believe that what a time for Christians to show solidarity to Israel by going on a tour. They'll probably never have it as not crowded as it is, and the prices as low as they are.
Yes, that's true. This is a great time to come. And for the next few months, if there is a period of calm and it stabilizes, then tourism there will be a rush, actually, to come here. So it would be good to come earlier rather than later.
I agree. Now, going back to the Zechariah prophecy calendar, I have it in front of me, and some of the things that I love about it, and I literally love about this calendar, Eric, is number one, right at the start, you list every one of the biblical festivals, and you explain from the scriptures what they mean. But the thing that really attracted me, I have to be candid with you, is you just happen to have my favorite scripture on the cover, and it's Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Describe to me the artwork on the cover.
Well, that prophecy by Zechariah was given at a very, very interesting time in the history of Israel. They had returned from Babylon, or a remnant had returned from Babylon, and they had started to rebuild the temple. And then there had been some controversy, and the king or the emperor of Persia had ordered the construction to stop. And it stopped for 14 years. And meanwhile, the Jewish people who had returned from Babylon were building houses for themselves and farms and so forth. And Zechariah and also Haggai, a contemporary prophet, both began to prophesy that the time had come to build the house of the Lord, to finish, complete the building. Only the foundation had been laid. And so this, and there were many obstacles to this. In fact, the king of Persia had not yet given permission to restart the building. That was one of the obstacles. And so it looked like there was a great mountain of obstacles in the way of this building project, which was God's house. And Zechariah said, no, God will provide the way, but it won't be by power and it won't be by might. It'll be by his spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So the prophecy there at that point in chapter 4 describes a scene, a very prophetic scene, very mysterious scene, many, many interpretations of what this means. But it has two olive trees, and between the two olive trees is a beautiful gold seven-branched menorah, candelabra. And this candelabra is a kind of a perpetual motion machine, because connected to it are some pipes that go to a bowl of golden oil, and there's two pipes coming from these two olive trees that feed olive oil automatically, no human intervention, into the bowl, and then the bowl feeds it into the lights. Now, you know, candelabras in those days didn't work from candles, actually.
And you know, most people, when they read about the menorah, the candlesticks in the Bible, they don't visualize what it really looked like. This is really exactly what it looked like.
Well, we commissioned these paintings, Sid, from a Russian artist, a Messianic artist who was trained in classic painting in Russia, and she is just an extraordinary artist, and she's able to create in her mind these incredible pictures, and I was taking direction from the scripture and giving her input and going back and forth with sketches and paintings and so forth until this is what came out. But it's this incredible gold menorah with the oil coming out of the two olive trees, lighting it's a perpetual light. This light will never go out, because as long as the trees are producing olives, the olive is going into the bowl, the olive oil is going into the seven branches of the menorah, and the light will be continual. In the background, now, we see a building project, some stones on the ground, and a man holding a plumb line. And this man is Zerubbabel, because Zerubbabel was the governor of Judea.
Now, what is the plumb line used for?
The plumb line is an engineering tool, and it's used to measure the vertical dimension of a building to make sure it's straight. So it's an engineering tool. It's an architecture tool. And so he is back there getting ready to start the building again, and he's holding a plumb line. The plumb line is mentioned in the prophecies of Zechariah as well. And there's a very, very interesting sidelight to this scene, because they thought that they could never build this temple because the king of Persia had forbidden it, and he'd never changed the rule. And they started building anyway. Zechariah and Haggai encouraged them so much that they went ahead and started building again. And the Samaritans, the old Samaritans, our friends, came down and again started to interfere in the building project that had just had they done in the days of Nehemiah. Similar story. It was a later period of time than Nehemiah. And so as they are interfering, then they write a letter to the king of Persia, the new emperor. It was not the same emperor who stopped the construction. And it wasn't the same emperor who commissioned the construction in the first place. It was the third emperor in the line of Persian emperors. they sent a letter to him and said, these Jews are starting to build their temple again, and they're probably going to rebel against you, and it's going to be nothing but trouble, so you better stop it now. But then they mention in their letter the fact that the original king of Persia, Cyrus the Great, had actually ordered the temple to be rebuilt. He had commissioned the temple to be rebuilt, and had sent Ezra and Nehemiah back to begin the building project. And so they mentioned this in their letter. The king of Persia had his archivist go back into the archives and pull out this old scroll, I think it was maybe 50 years later, pull out this old scroll, and sure enough, Cyrus the Great himself had commissioned the building of the temple. This emperor sent back a letter and said, look, not only are they going to build their temple, but you, Samaritan governor, are going to supply all the building materials. And that's how the prophecy was fulfilled, not by might nor by power. The mountain that Zechariah was referring to was overcome so much so, not only did they get to build it, not only did the king allow them to build it, the king ordered his servants to supply all the building materials.
You know, as I studied that specific prophecy that we're discussing, Zechariah 4:6, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And the prophecies in Zechariah about the candlestick and the two olive trees, I think it's very obvious it stands for the two witnesses of the last days. But I see it also as a type of the one new man, the Jew and Gentile becoming one. And that's what got me so excited about this cover that you have here for your prophecy calendar. Now, the exact measurements, when it's fully opened, it's 13.5 inches by 26 inches. And the artwork, Mishpucha, is magnificent. It must be an unusual artist that you commissioned, Eric.
Very unusual. Very, very talented. And very, very well trained.
What was her training?
She was trained in Russia in classical painting. And they don't train artists like that in the West anymore. That's hundreds of years ago. But in Russia, you know, they still listen to the classical music and they appreciate the classic arts. And they have trained painters in these antique, classic painting methods that create these incredible pictures. It's like a Renaissance painting. It's like a Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci painting. It's that style. It's classic.
Well, actually, someone could probably just tear this calendar apart. I hope you don't do it and frame every one of them. They're suitable for framing. But this is a calendar that has all the biblical festivals, the scripture readings that have been read since the times of Yeshua in every synagogue, every Sabbath, just for thousands of years now. The exact readings are there, the dates of the holidays, the information about the biblical festivals. We're asking $15 postage paid for the Zechariah calendar. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.